This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
All right, Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong, better rates and better service, right there in the heart of Blount County, serving the community. That is Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union. Quinn Dormady, officially a Houston Cougar. Touchdown Turnover, that Quinn Dormady will finish on an all-conference team. It could be first team, it could be second team, it could be third team, but he will finish as an all-conference player. Touchdown or turnover. What conference is Houston even in?
American Athletic Conference.
I almost say Conference USA, because they play in the same conference as Memphis and the national champions UCF.
Yeah, it used to be the Conference USA, but it was the AAC.
Well, the Conference USA still exists.
Really?
That's the conference UAB is in. Bless you.
That is
UAB,
right.
MTSU.
Golly, man, I have such a complex. I'm all SEC, and I don't even think about the other conferences. That's not good, man.
Well,
I have SEC bias.
You have Power 5 conference bias.
I really do. I'm afraid that what's the guy's name? Oh yeah, Danny Cannell. He's gonna tweet me about the SEC being overrated. Let me be careful. I think he has Google alerts, so anytime someone says SEC, he's like, he pops out of nowhere, out of the bushes. ACC is better. SEC is overrated.
Well, now that Florida State won the national championship in softball last night, he is just armed with ammunition.
Oh, yeah, man. Watch out, folks.
Because you saw what he did, didn't you? You know, the SEC, how many schools did they make it into the softball tournament? I mean, it was all
13.
Yeah, all 13 of them.
Yeah.
It was like a record. Mm-hmm. And you could tell he had saved this in his draft, because the moment every single SEC team was eliminated, he quote tweeted it and was like, how many championships did that produce?
But Florida won the last two. What are we? I believe, if I'm not wrong, I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'm thinking of Florida softball and baseball.
Florida baseball won last year.
Maybe I'm thinking they won both. But I believe Florida softball won last year. It's not like it's some kind of – that's dumb. But he went to Florida State, so there's a
little bit. But think about this, guys. Skip Bayless makes $5 million a year hating on one of the greatest players ever.
Florida.
If I'm Danny Cannell, I'm like, hey, I'm going to hate on the SEC and least make $2 million.
At least make some money.
Even though we all know that the SEC is the best conference.
Florida won in 2014 and 15, so we're 3 years removed from Florida winning back-to-back.
Okay.
Damn. All right. Touchdown turnover. Quinn Dormady will be an all-conference player.
I go turnover. I don't even think he's going to win the job. I think the guy that they have now.
Derek King.
Yeah, Derek King started the last four games of last season, 64 completion percentage, 1,300 yards in four games. I think it's going to be tough for Mr. Dormady to go in there and beat out Mr. King for the job. But I will say, if he does win that job, it would not surprise me one bit, because in that Houston offense, whoever the starting quarterback is, you're going to put up ridiculous numbers. And I think Dormady is talented enough to where he will eat UAB alive. Teams such as that other conference, Toledo and Tulane and all those other teams in the American Conference. So I go turnover, because I don't think he'll win the job, because Houston already has a talented quarterback kind of in place. But if he does win the job, it would not surprise me.
I'm right there with you, Ben. I think that he actually doesn't even become the starter. Because just with everything that we know that happened at Tennessee, that we know happened, I'm sure there was more behind the scenes that we don't know, he just wasn't all in mentally. Not to say that he's like mentally deficient. He just, in terms of his mentality towards the game, he had some some shortcomings there, I think.
And I don't think that's a Dormady problem. I think that was a culture problem where
it may have been.
He was allowed to act like
that. And that definitely may be the case, and it totally changes when he goes to Houston. But Derek King, he's already got time in Major Applewhite's offense. And honestly, Derek King is much more fit for Major Applewhite's offense. Dual threat guy, probably a run-first quarterback more than anything. And so, like, last year, he had 379 yards rushing in 10 games. So, but yeah, it doesn't. He's probably not run-first, but he, you know, 8 rushing touchdowns. Like, he ran plenty. And so, yeah, Dormady is not really that guy. Much more pro style, but I'm sure he'll compete. Maybe he'll get in some games, but I don't think he's a starter. Actually,
I'm going to say turnover that he's not going to be an all conference player. I do think he wins a job. Dormady has a nice toolbox.
He's okay? good.
He like, does. He does.
I mean, the kid is very gifted. He throws the ball very, very well. His composure, his poise that he showed in that game against Georgia Tech, you never saw him frazzled. Now, he made some bad throws, but he didn't look like
– the moment was too big.
He didn't look like that at all. He didn't look overwhelmed at all. And so I think that is a very important quality of a quarterback. He throws a pretty ball. He did not handle the situation well at Tennessee. But he was put into a really tough situation as well. I've never seen anything like it, that Butch Jones, Dormady relationship dynamic.
It was just weird. Love triangle, whatever it was.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Dormady did not do everything right, did not handle things the right way, but I don't completely put everything on him. I genuinely hope that he has the best finish to his college career. He's back home in Texas. He's playing for a head coach and Major Applewhite, who is a really good coach. Houston has a lot of positive momentum. They've had some success. Tom Herman, they're a confident football program. They should be. I think Quinn Dormady will start at some point during that season. I just don't think it'll be enough for him to be an all-conference player, because I'm looking at Mackenzie Milton being at UCF.
Yeah.
No, he's a national championship quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. No? Yeah. National championship quarterback.
He has the national championship on his resume.
That's right. And then you look at a quarterback that's listed from Navy, you already know he's going to run the ball and get a lot of yardage, and he's going to start from day one. The question is, can he beat out guys like, you know, Ben Hicks at SMU, who now they have a new coach, or Jonathan Banks, quarterback at Tulane? Can he beat those guys out? I don't know if he'll have enough to be able to do that, but I hope Quinn Dormady has, again, a really awesome ending to his career.
I do as well.
865-255-03, B-Dry waterproofing hotline. How's that shirt, man? Shirt comfortable?
Kind of stinks. No, I'm just kidding. It actually smells very nice. I was just messing with you.
I washed it individually, and I put it in the dryer.
Individually.
And then I put it in the dryer by itself, and I put 10 dryer sheets in there. The one, like, Febreze kind. So it should smell great. I did it just for you, Ben.
To wash the Butch Jones stank off of
should
it.
Should smell great. No static.
Yeah, man. I should have ironed it for you. But
yeah, okay. You definitely have to wash that separately. You don't want that kind of stank on your other clothes. That's for sure.
Correct.
Especially on my Yankee shirt.
Correct. But the shirt is comfortable. You look good in it, man.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It's a fairly easy punishment. You are the Nick Saban and Urban Meyer of radio hosts in Knoxville.
Do you feel bad about your actions?
No.
Do you feel like the punishment is too harsh?
No.
Have I deterred you from doing it again?
You haven't, but everybody on Twitter has.
Huh. Are we going to have a mean tweet segment like Jimmy Kimmel, where we read out the mean tweets that people sent you?
I think that's a good segment, because there's plenty of material right now.
Oh, man. We'll talk to Tony Vitello at 8:30. Sorry, ladies. I can't hook you up.
I was wondering why Courtney called in so early today.
That's why.
That is why.
She's here for the Vitello, for the hair.
Hey, Swain, put a good word in for me. I can't do that.
Did you just oomph after saying Tony Vitello?
I said, Does that,
Charlie?
Does that denote something strange,
Charlie?
A little weird, but it's okay.
Look,
it's all good. It's all good, man. It's all good.
One dude to another can recognize.
I mean, he's a good looking
guy's great hair. You know.
Look, now that I'm engaged, I feel like I can say that without. I just don't care. He's a good looking dude. He has great hair. I envy his hair. As a 22-year-old who has began the thinning process up top, I envy Tony Vitello's hair. Okay.
Yeah, you got the comb over in the front, looking like Jimmy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
But in the back, you look like Stan Van Gundy. 865.
He's just ruining Ben's day today.
At least I have some hair, Jason.
865-255-03. I gave up a long time ago. LeBron, you need to follow me.
Yeah,
865-255-03. Swain and Ben, be right back.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerrica Steele a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerrica Steele and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Top 100 Barbecue Restaurant Dead End Barbecue isn't just a great place to go for dinner. They have fantastic lunch specials every day. Monday through Friday, they offer great deals on different meals each day. Dead End Barbecue has the smoke and sweet meal with half-smoked chicken. A side, choice of bread and banana pudding on Monday, brisket French dip on Tuesday, salmon salad on Wednesday. Thursday is the cold smoked turkey BLT and center cut bone-in pork chop on Friday. Not to mention, you can get a bowl of beans and smoked sausage for $6. Every day. So when you are looking for somewhere to go for lunch during the week, look no further than Top 100 Barbecue Restaurant Dead End Barbecue. Check them out online at deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, your lunch search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simplico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live.
Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Live on 850 AM and 100.9 FM Rocky Top Sports. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, I'm Jason Swain. Thank you for joining us today. whether you are a fireman, a police officer, in pharmaceutical sales, if you are at home hanging out, hey, if you're another radio host and you know, you want to listen to the show, we appreciate you listening this morning. Absolutely.
Any and all are welcome.
Absolutely. Come so 865-255-03. Ben, you got some mean tweets over there, huh?
I don't know about mean, but more funny. Some are mean. Somebody sent me the Kevin Hart gif of, "You gonna learn today." I'm definitely learning today. Kim wanted to make sure that I wasn't still wearing the wristband. I took it off.
Yeah,
as I've been shamed.
It's been retired.
Hey, give it to me, man. We have to confiscate that.
No, because I'm going to keep it laying around in hopes that one of your daughter picks it up and puts it on.
I hope not, man. We got to confiscate that.
Then you'd have to, yeah, I mean, you got to put her up for adoption at that point. It's just, that's not an option.
Yep.
See, she's got to go.
Got to go.
Jason Buckner says,
give me that last name.
That Yankee shirt is disgusting.
That's my last name, punk.
You misspelled first place playoff World Series champion Yankees.
Interesting.
Somebody said shopping at the Goodwill. As far as the shirt. So, really, I guess that's a diss on Swain's shirt more than me.
Someone in response said making you wear that shirt was capital punishment. Close enough.
Yes.
I'd say.
I think Ben McKee should wear Alabama gear for the whole show for his punishment. That was from Chip Payne. Thanks, Chip.
That's like waterboarding. That's terrible. That's torture. We're not going to do you like that.
Yes. D.R. Vall sent me the gif of Walter White's wife telling him to get out. Which, you don't know who Walter White is, do you?
Now, this is an interesting take, and I don't know if this
main character from Breaking Bad.
I don't know if this is sarcastic.
Yeah, that guy.
Or what. VFL Shout on Textbox says, Ben's wristband is dope. I would definitely still wear one.
It's not dope.
If you could take away the that way, absolutely. Yeah. I like the Power T and the Nike. That'd be VFL Shad.
Dude.
It's a hot take.
There's no way he lives in Tennessee with that take.
You can't. I mean, yeah, you can't wear that around here. Like, can't be seen.
I actually wear this a lot. Just have a little accessory on my wrist.
So VFL Shad, does he still decorate a brick, too? I mean, is he brick by bricking it too?
I don't know.
I mean, are you doing that?
Somebody Paul, wants to know how many leadership reps I have to do.
Paul said we shouldn't be so hard on Ben because he did graduate, so he's now a champion of life. Hey, that's a good point.
That is a good point.
It's all a point.
That's true. What else you got over there, Ben?
After UT sent those god-awful jersey or shirts to wherever, I doubt anyone would accept anything from them again. I guess off-season Doc is referring
to. We sent them to Gainesville, they deserve it. They're less fortunate.
I can send this to Tuscaloosa so intern Butch can give Master Saban some
ideas.
The best tweet we got so far was, punishment should be one day of car window washing with Butch at a red light on Cumberland.
that's good stuff.
I just want to.
That's good stuff.
Like, if you've ever been
on a helmet.
I think the last time that happened to me where I had a homeless man come and try to wash my window, I think I was in Washington, D.C., maybe when I was working in Virginia. And just the thought of Butch at a red light coming up, tapping on the window, wash, wash. And like, no, go away. I don't want. I mean, even if you did it,
he would do it while flashing his watch. look at my watch.
He would get out of his Mercedes across the street, walk over, wash your window, and then he would only do about 75% of the window. So he would do, you know, a nine and four seasons worth of window washing.
No, it takes six wins to get to a bowl game, so he'd do 60%.
Yeah.
All right, 865-255-03. University of Tennessee officially has severed ties with Beverly Davenport and the UT Board of Trustees. They have approved a separation agreement that will pay Beverly Davenport $1.33 million.
Mm-mm.
The committee called a meeting on campus that lasted less than 15 minutes, according to Knox News Sentinel. The meeting lasted 15 minutes. So basically 14 minutes of it was like, hey, man, how you doing? How was you doing? How you doing, man? How was Veterans Day? How your family? How your family? How you doing? How's the wife? How's your kids? How you doing? What you doing? What's going on? All right, let's talk about Davenport. Pay her, get her out. All right, that's the meeting. Boom. Let's get out. Let's go. All right, who wants to go get a drink? So I guess that lasted a minute, right? So 15 minutes, the meeting, and Davenport will receive 75% of her $585,000 per year salary as chancellor. And she put up a very classy post yesterday via her Twitter account. I had heard that the reason why Joe DiPietro put out that really nasty termination letter and made it sound really bad is for legal reasons, so they couldn't get themselves sued or something like that. Is kind of why they did it. So there was a
where they could say there was reasons, yes, for us doing this.
Yes, that's why it was over the top. But Davenport, if I was Davenport, I would say nothing but nice things too, because you still got to pay me my money, $1 million and $1.33 million to go away. That's freaking awesome.
No better job in higher education than to be fired by the University of Tennessee, man.
My goodness, what am I doing wrong?
Stays true to this day. I just have to, you know, before I check out, I got to figure out a way to get in a prominent position at Tennessee and then get myself fired. That is the way to live.
That's it, man. All right, let's get to the phones. Let's get to Hitch on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Hitch, good morning.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Hey, I tell you right off the bat, that really was a racer, that 1.33. Everybody knows she buys her clothes at TJ Maxx, so she ain't losing anything in the dress department. So all her money's there.
Sheesh, just coming in hot.
All right, here's what y'all frustrated me on this morning, guys.
That was a nice hitch.
If I hear brick by brick again, I think I'm going to jump off the river bridge over here on the Pellissippi. We needed alpha male or type A. A guy that's like an audacious, bodacious rhinoceros that only knows how to charge. He didn't eat, you know, grass like the cows do. That rhino charges, and that's what we got.
That's
right. We got us an alpha male.
That's right.
We couldn't have took the guy from Ohio State. We couldn't have stood another 10 years of getting coaches like Butch Jones. I don't know what he learned at Alabama, but what you got to learn to be an alpha male, I think you got it or you don't, and I think the guy that we got it. What say y'all?
I'm with you, man. There's a renowned entrepreneur. His name is Jerry D. Clark, and he came up with this principle. I used to listen to it on audiobooks all the time. It is the rhino versus the cow. And the cow, when he goes to the pasture, you know, he's affected by, you know, bugs and things like that. And the rhino, I mean, they have really hard skin, and they have this horn in the front, and they just charge forward all the time, and they don't let little things bother them or knock them off course. They're not affected too much by adversity. And that's exactly, you know, what I thought of when you talked about Pruitt being a rhino, man, being a straight-up football coach, a guy who doesn't care what people think, will call out his own fan base if it's not the way it's supposed to be, and that's exactly what we need. I don't know if he's going to be successful and win championships. I think he will. I think he possesses a lot of the qualities that I've seen Coach Former back when I played for him. I hope it all works out. But I think he's going to win here. I just don't know how big, because the other teams in our division will be also improved too. But I'm with you, Hitch. I think you hit the nail on the head.
Well, I'm glad to find out where your show was. We'll have to call in again. Y'all be cool. Have a great morning. I appreciate the insight. Y'all be cool.
Hey, thank you, Hitch. All right, let's keep it going. We got Hub City. Hub City, good morning, man.
Good morning, y'all.
How you doing, sir?
I'm great. Congrats on being back on the radio.
Thank you, sir.
Of course, I don't listen to the radio for the stream, but
yeah, because you're
crazy.
You're
Jackson. Be back.
Yeah, you're in Jackson, Tennessee. So it is
the false. He's in Trey Smith, Tennessee.
It's Jackson now. We already got him.
Okay,
we changed the back.
that's right. the only thing about Davenport's check, I hope they write it to her all at one time, because it'll cost her about $600,000 in income taxes.
I believe that is how it will be. I think it says
that is a Charlie Burris question.
That's how they paid out to Curry. It was a one-time payment, so I assume it would probably be similar. So
yeah, about $600,000 in income taxes.
Still nice. Still nice. Still nice. Parting gift.
I would take it.
That is true, but wasn't she making like $500,000 a year anyway?
Yeah.
So she got about 2 years worth of salary there after taxes.
Well, I'm sure.
I don't think she's going to get another job though. Not doing that.
No, I'm sure if you really wanted to fire somebody for cause, you know how like Florida fired McElwain, they found a reason to fire him with cause, but they still paid him like half or somewhere close to that.
Yeah.
Tennessee could have fired Butch Jones for cause if they really, 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 really wanted to. If they really, really wanted to, they could. But, hey, go ahead and pay him because you don't want that to be a thing with future head coaches looking at this job and going, hey, they'll find a reason to not pay you if they fire you. So it's just best to go ahead and give you a little bit of chump change and send you on your way.
I'm with you. I wish I could figure out how to get fired from him.
I know, that's right. You and me both. Hub City.
Have a great day.
Hey, thank you so much. We're going to talk to Tony Vitello. Coming up next, head baseball coach here at the University of Tennessee. So stay with us. Be right back.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Jason Swain here. June is Men's Health Month. Gentlemen, question. Do you know your numbers? You may know your blood pressure and cholesterol, but do you know your testosterone and prostate numbers? I know mine. I went to Low T Center. They made it quick and easy, and you'll know your results in about 20 minutes. And this month, Low T Center is even offering a special $50 testosterone and prostate level test. Gentlemen, don't wait anymore. Call Low T Center today at 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town like a small town.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swain-O, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a smoothie king for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Swain event fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Joined now via the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline by head UT baseball coach Tony Vitello joins us. Coach, good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, I'm so happy that you're here. You can just tell the energy around UT baseball and what you did this season. We know kind of the shortcomings that you inherited, and I personally thought that you did more with less, and there's some excitement around UT baseball. Kind of what you did with the lemonade stand was awesome. I'm a football guy, Coach. You know, play here from Alabama. Don't hold that against me. And I'm not big on baseball, but I enjoy, you know, at a high level. You know, obviously I enjoy our Tennessee Athletics and watching us be successful, and very excited that you're here. In football, you know, the job is to go out and recruit the best players in the country. You know, the Alabamas, the Ohio States, the Clemsons, they have a better chance to win when you recruit the best players. And baseball seems so much weird because you go out, Coach, and you've had a great track record recruiting the best players in the country, your previous stop, and even now, really good class. But it seems like if you recruit too good of a player, you know, you got to talk them out of taking money and coming to play in college. So my first question is, like, how do you balance trying to recruit great talent but also trying to build a program? How do you do that?
It's crazy, and you have to do it all with a budget that really no other sport deals with. There's other partial scholarship sports, but our guys probably average the lowest amount of aid. A lot of our guys are only getting 40%, and several of them less than that aid, which leaves their families paying more to go to school than we're paying. And then some of those guys are these draft picks, so they're in their living room deciding, okay, do I want to say no to $500,000? Or do I want to go to school and rack up over $100,000, you know, in debt or expenses and going to school? So it's certainly a conundrum. And I guess the goal every coach has, or at least in my mind in recruiting, you have to have is we can't come up short in a certain area. So we can't put all of our eggs in one basket on a J.P. Arencibia type catcher and not have a backup plan if he does sign, whether it be, you know, a really talented walk-on behind him or, you know, maybe a returning veteran player or a guy we know we're going to pick up the phone and call as soon as this kid decides to sign and we lose him.
Coach, since you've showed up at Tennessee, I guess your tenure with the baseball team hasn't been too crazy, but everything happening around you in the athletic department has really been just all over the place, if that's putting it lightly. But now Coach Fulmer's the AD and a little more stable situation. With this new regime, how is it treating you so far?
It's actually been fabulous. Carmen Tagano is actually calling me. Carmen is one of Peyton Manning's best friends, and he's kind of one of those guys that if you're a part of UT Athletics, you definitely know him and know him very well.
Yep.
But if you're on the outside looking in, he's kind of our secret weapon or the man behind the scenes. And I think the fact that Coach Fulmer has become our AD is going to give us more time with Carmen because they're very close. And so even though Carmen was close to retiring, he's become a huge catalyst for our program because he's the guy grinding away for us every day saying baseball needs this, baseball needs this, we have to do this. And the good thing is, like I said, he has Coach Fulmer's ear because they have a close relationship, but he also has his ear because by nature Coach Fulmer is a big baseball fan, but also just a big fan of making sure the wealth is spread across every program in the athletic department. He truly believes that. And, you know, football needs to be the leader, and football needs to do well for all of us to do well. But everybody kind of affects everybody, and it can get really fun when you're a part of an athletic department where everybody's hitting on all cylinders, and you can introduce a recruit to Rick Barnes, or you can slide a recruit over to a softball game and see the environment they've created there. So far, it's been wacky. There's no doubt about it. But for some crazy reason, it's been a good wacky.
Coach, you've got one season in the books now. What is the one thing that Tennessee baseball needs to improve on the most in order to make it to Hoover next season?
I think, to be honest with you, it's execution. And I'd love to kind of point the finger in the direction of facilities and increase a little bit of fan involvement. But those are things that really take a lot of time. The sooner they happen, the better the program will be. But the thing we have right in front of us is we've got great examples of games we were in last year that were very competitive and close, and that's because our guys competed. But hopefully from this year forward, the way we competed and the way we worked in between game days is a standard. And now what we can focus on is how do we execute better and maybe have a little bit more aggressive offense or eliminate some of these defensive mistakes that we had So I really feel it's kind of a boring answer, but the nuts and bolts and the spring training type stuff, it needs to get better because the margin for error in this league is tiny. And even if we get this thing rolling the way we feel we will, we're still going to have to overcome Florida's in-state talent and their weather and LSU's tradition and their fan base. So we're going to keep the overachieving or blue-collar label no matter how good of recruits we get or how many wins we can start to rack up.
Tony Vitallo here in the Swain event, head baseball coach, and you mentioned fan engagement. And one thing I know about this fan base is when you ingratiate yourself to this fan base, they are super loyal. I saw it with Don Tindall. We saw it a little bit with Bush Jones. We saw it with Bruce Pearl, a huge way. This community is special, and did that with Dave Serrano as well. And you, sir, took a situation where you got suspended and used that time to kind of connect with the fan base and had the lemonade stand. I thought that was really cool. I kind of feel like now, Coach, that's something you have to do every single year now. You have to make a tradition. So you have to pick a game that it doesn't matter and walk up to the umpire and kick dirt on his shoes, get suspended, so that way we can do another lemonade stand. I mean, I feel like it has to be tradition now.
Yeah, you get bored. There's some fun ejections on YouTube you can look at, especially some of those minor league coaches. So I have those in my head, but I don't know as good of a relationship as I've formed so far with Coach Fulmer. I don't know I'd be around long if I do too many of those. But, we'll definitely stand our ground with the umpires, and that's even one thing we can get better at this year is how we go about that. And I think being the new kids on the block, you could just tell. We didn't lose any games because of the umpires, but we're not going to get any calls because when people see Tennessee across their chest right now on a baseball field, they don't expect us to beat the other SEC team. Mm-hmm. And then again, kind of being the new kids on the block and kind of being a little feisty right out of the gate, I think we came up on the short end of some calls. So if that continues, then we're just going to have to fight for the respect we feel we need, especially on our home field. And that might mean I get excused a couple times, but I don't like those suspensions. So maybe we can do a lemonade stand on an off day or real early before a game day.
Coach, you've got a nice young nucleus of pitching coming back next year. Just how important is it to have some guys that you can rely on to give you a nice start, come out of the bullpen in a league that is very pitcher dominant?
It's huge for all the reasons people, now sabermetrics and all that know the numbers, but where it really matters is a mindset for a team, and that includes the coaching staff too. You got to know what you're getting, and by the end of the year, Will Neely kind of became a fan favorite, a hometown pitcher for us, and really a team favorite because we knew what we were going to get out of that guy every day. I mean, we made a huge error behind Will in that last game in a very competitive situation, and he just didn't react at all. And trust me, it's not because he doesn't care. But he's steady Eddie with his emotions, with his ability to throw strikes. His stuff can be better or worse one day or the other, but it's always kind of similar. So you got to know what you got. And as long as Will Neely's coming back to lead this pitching staff next year, knock on a lot of wood with the draft situation, we know exactly what we got out of that guy. And I think we'll get that, too, out of the guys like Garrett Crochet and Zach Lingenfelter, Garrett Stallings, whereas this year was kind of they were feeling us out, we were feeling them out, and they were also kind of feeling out either college baseball or SEC baseball because they're all freshmen and sophomores, really.
Yeah, Coach, the NFL draft, the NBA draft, you see people that when they go to the draft, those guys who are getting ready to be drafted, they're there. They get a chance to shake the commissioner's hand. Their families are at the table. If you see those players stay at home, you see them, watch them on TV. They're with their family. They're with their friends. They get that phone call, and it's a really cool scene. And baseball is different. Like, you can literally be in the outfield, not even know that you're getting drafted, and then get to the dugout, and then someone tells you, hey, you just been drafted. I just think it's really, really weird. And then kind of takes away from that really special moment, all that work you put in, Little League, high school, middle school, college, and that one moment to have your name called and be around the people that you love and you care about, you really don't get that opportunity in baseball. I mean, is it time to maybe change it? It just seems weird, Coach.
Yeah, it's unfair. And Coach Anderson, our pitching coach, mentioned John Smoltz made the recommendation, you know, move the thing back and have it during the All-Star break, because the pro guys really like to sit and watch too and follow who their team is picking. So they know, and it just is really unfair, I think, to everybody. The timing is poor. They've tried to make adjustments on signing dates and other variables, but one thing they've never really done is remove this thing from the playoff season. Because, again, if you are in the playoffs, you feel like you're pitching for money or hitting for money, and it can be a huge distraction. And also, like you said, you don't get to enjoy it. But it's a crazy deal in general. The story I've kind of told a few times this week is Andrew Benintendi let me sit in with his family during that deal, and we just sat in the team room at Arkansas, and they call you like crazy, and he wanted to go to one team, another team wanted to block him. The Astros called and said, will you take $3.1 million? And the advisor looked at Dad, and Dad shook his head no, and I'm like, what the heck just happened? Did we just say no to $3 million? But that's kind of how it all goes down, and it adds to the craziness of the whole situation.
Coach, I thought the coolest story of this baseball season was the development of Brody Luffridge. Just an incredible jump from his junior to senior year. You are very familiar with his story. How important was his leadership to a team that lacked juniors and seniors?
There's no way we could have done it without it. So, I mean, invaluable is the only word that comes to mind, because we had to plug that spot that was so crucial. And really, if you were to start the year, I think we literally could argue every single guy was out of position defensively on our team except for Brody, or at the very least really needed to improve. So we had to have him hold down center field, and he's always been good out there because of athleticism and some of the talent he has, but he really needed to lock in. He needed to approach some balls differently out there, and I think he slowly got better out there too. But, you know, kind of the plate appearances and the numbers at the plate is kind of what going to make or break you. And he had some struggles. He dealt with the flu. He really pressed early, all kinds of different things that I think were roadblocks for him. And he just kept jumping over hurdles or knocking them over. And at the end of the day was really, really big for us. And his last career game at Lindsey Nelson, he basically brought us back from the dead with a home run against Vanderbilt. And I told him that's what his lasting memory needs to be of his career here. So it was big time.
Coach, I have to ask you this while you're on. You know, what is kind of the status of getting some of those guys who were drafted? How can we get those guys back? And do we have a really good chance of possibly getting those guys to come back next year?
Well, I think as we stand right now, Andre Lynch, I think, wants to win as much as anyone, and he's our shortstop. And he texted me about, I feel like, 70 times last night asking the whole status. And the summary I gave him, I'll give you, if we stopped right now and didn't lose anyone else, we could have a really, really good team in a hurry next year, and it could be exciting. We might even be dealing with some pressure of a little bit of hype. Mm-hmm. But you just never know when someone's going to do something foolish. I had a junior college player sign for $40,000 one time, and he would have started for us at Arkansas. Some kids just get emotional, you know, and don't quite make a rational decision. Now, I haven't approached the three guys that have gone so far. I think it's going to be very, very difficult to keep those guys. There is not a done deal yet by any of them. A lot of it is a team like the Brewers needs to sign their first rounder before they can make their final offer to Aaron Ashby, the lefty that was drafted. So the waiting game begins. It ends on July 15th, but a lot of times you kind of know earlier than that. So I just hope they, again, let the emotion kind of settle down and really find out what's the best offer they can get. And then, you know, again, rationally kind of compare the two options they have and choose wisely. But we send them congratulations notes, and we're happy for all of them. But those guys could all leave here a first rounder if they came and had played in the SEC. So hopefully they recognize that.
Last question, Coach, a two-part question here. I know you've already given us 16 minutes. It's very, very valuable. We really appreciate that. First question is, I remember seeing 50 Cent throw out the first pitch. And I'm like, there's no way.
You're calling that a throw, huh?
Yeah, like there's no way a human being who looks athletic can be that
bad at throwing out a first pitch. Maybe nerves got to him, but that's just terrible. Let's just say you guys just get really desperate one day. You need somebody to throw out the first pitch, and you know, let's say y'all called me. Okay, let's use me for example. Okay,
sure.
Not saying I want y'all to do that, but yeah, if you want to, that's cool. What advice would you give me so I will not be 50 Cent and be made fun of on YouTube?
First of all, a little yoga, a little stretching, not lifting the day or two before would be huge. And I think the word huge falls in place here because once he kind of got his mantra out there, he hit the weights pretty hard and maybe even used some supplements that Barry Bonds and some guys use. I think it all starts there. But the other thing is you got to warm up. You got to warm up, and then when you get out there, you got to kind of just have tunnel vision because that's a kind of a naked feeling out there when you're on the mound and you realize that you're in the center of everyone's attention. So yeah, the mentality piece falls into that whole deal as well. So. A little bit of three-part advice we can review next year, and I'll put this out there right now. Indiana, who everyone saw beat A&M, is a very, very talented team, and they're going to be coming here next year. So any one of those three Indiana games, you want to come throw that thing out there, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. I'll make sure I stretch right now. Okay, the second part of that question, Coach, is you're 39 years old. There are grown men out here that are 18, 19 years old. You got some that are older than you. But, Coach, you have, like, the perfect hair. How are you doing this, man? Like, what's the secret? Is it juices and berries? What is the secret, Coach?
No, it's no Coming to America formula or anything. It's in the hair. Just some days, you know, the wind or sun will hit you right, and, maybe I've done a good job. I don't do a whole lot of prep work, but I think I've gotten lucky because there's some days, too, where you could point a finger and chuckle because it gets a little wild sometimes. But I appreciate the sideways comment there.
Hey, Coach, man, thanks so much for your time. Glad that you're here. And I feel like a fan base, you know, so many times we look at the coach and look at the players and we sit back and go, okay, go win, and now we'll get on board. But this is a prime example of I think our fan base needing to do what they can do to help bring this baseball program along. And so anything that the fan base can do, please let us know, and we'll try to relay that message so that way we can get Tennessee baseball back to where it needs to be.
You bet. One step forward took place for everybody this year, including the fans. So I think a big key is just taking another one, maybe even two steps forward next year. And I appreciate you guys helping with that. And you guys do an awesome job, man. So glad to be able to have the opportunity to talk with y'all.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Coach. Thank you.
You too. Enjoy it.
Tony Vitallo here in the Swain event.
Good stuff.
I had to ask him about the hair.
I didn't know. I'm glad you did. I was almost afraid we were going to get out without it.
That's for you, Ben. I did that for you, man. I did that for you. Because I knew you wanted to know.
Well, unfortunately, his advice will not help me.
Well, the sun. You got to stand out there in the sun.
Baseball is what ruined my hair because I wore nothing but hats until I was graduated high school. Yeah,
yeah. Well, he just said it's the sun. it's like a chia pet or something.
Chia pet?
Yeah, it's the sun. It's going to help you grow your hair back. Look nice.
I'm always amazed when pro baseball players or managers or coaches have like really good hair because you wear hats all day long for so much of the year that it truly like kills your hair. Because if you go watch a Major League Baseball game, almost all of them are dealing with thinness or balding or all that. So it always amazes me when there's a baseball player or coach that has a nice round of hair on top of their head.
I think it's juices and berries, man. I think coach does not want to tell us a secret. He's holding the secret in.
So, you know, the main thing I got out of that conversation was that you're going to be throwing first pitch next year.
Needs to happen.
Hey, man, I'm ready.
But here's
I didn't want to sound desperate or anything asking him. I'm just using myself as an example.
I mean, we're talking about Jason Swain.
No.
Top 10 receiver all time at Tennessee. Host of the Swain event.
No.
Nominated for Entrepreneur of the Year in Knoxville last year.
Former Tennessee captain.
Let's be real here.
That doesn't matter. I just used myself for example. I didn't sound like I was begging, did I?
A little bit.
That's okay.
But it's okay, though.
I ain't too proud to beg.
If they do come and ask you to do this,
TLC.
You need to ask them to move it to later in the season because when they play Indiana, it's going to be like in March.
That's okay.
It's going to be cold outside.
That's okay.
You better warm up good then.
That's all right, man. I'm good, man.
Okay.
I'm good to go. Did I sound baggy for real?
No, you sound all right. You sound funny. You sound endearing.
Really? Man? It would be kind of cool throughout the first pitch.
It would be. You don't know how much I would love that.
Try to throw like a breaking ball or curveball?
Just don't do what 50 did.
Slider?
Just don't do what 50
split? Try to throw the split?
Throw the spitball.
Spitball? Okay.
We've got over a year, just under a year to practice this.
Let me Google what a spitball is. Okay. 865-200-5503, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 84, mostly clear tonight with a low around 61. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 88 and a low around 65. Sunny and hot on Friday with a high in the low 90s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
For what is coming up on the Swain event.
Insects are not the only pests that can get into your house. Squirrels, possums, skunks, and raccoons can find their way into your home and become a nuisance. That's why Southeast Pest Control now offers wildlife service. They will humanely trap the animals and relocate them, including reptiles and even birds. They are available 24/7, and most estimates and inspections during regular business hours are free. If the animal has damaged your home, Southeast Pest Control provides repair and will also provide exclusionary work to prevent animal reentry. So if you hear scurrying in the attic, don't wait until you smell it. Call Southeast Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all.
Call the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline at 865-200-5503.
All right, Swain Event, welcome back. I'm just going to let you know right now, this may be the shortest segment in Swain Event history because we are on a timer and we have to be out at a certain time for the top of the hour break there at 8:50 a.m. and 100.9 FM, Rocky Top Sports. So we got to get back on time here. Our interview with Tony Vitello ran a little long, and that's okay. Anytime we have a coach from the University of Tennessee, that takes – priority over anything else that we're doing. I mean, they just matter more than anything here.
It just matters more.
That's right. So in hour three, we'll come back and talk Tennessee football recruiting. Tickets are on sale for the West Virginia game. So we'll discuss that. Also, take your phone calls at 865-200-5503. We'll go to the text box. We'll take a look at Swain and Vent TV comments there on Facebook. So we will get your comments and your questions to start hour three here. So appreciate Tennessee for allowing us to steal 17, 18 minutes of Coach's time.
Coach Vitello is awesome. He's just so candid.
It was great.
He's not a robot.
Really,
so
really
refreshing
cool.
to hear.
Yeah.
So I have confidence that he's going to get that Tennessee baseball program headed in the right direction. It already is headed in the right direction, but like he said, take it two steps next year instead of one step like they did this year.
Yeah, just even the fact that he'll say something like, if this and this can happen, we could have a really great team in a hurry, maybe even have a little bit of hype. Like, there's a lot of coaches that would avoid, Butch being one of them, would avoid ever saying anything like that, ever giving any kind of expectation. So I thought it was a great interview. So.
Yeah, I really appreciate his honesty, and that's why he was a great recruiter at Arkansas. That's why he's already put together a really good recruiting class this year, and some of those guys have gotten drafted because they're good players. So you can kind of tell how he's been able to connect with with young men because he's down to earth, it seems. So really, really cool. Really, really cool to have Coach Vitello here at Tennessee. 865-255-03. Take our top of the hour break, and we'll be right back after this.